warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, 5 more minutes here with Craig Sawyer. We appreciate his time. I had to dig into one more thing talking about this Patsy and the significance in his eyes of the reports that he had his van loaded with explosives, apparently a remote detonation device just outside of the event, and then apparently more bomb-making materials at home. Craig, when you hear that, what comes into your mind?
Unlikely, right? Where's a 20-year-old young man going to get explosives? Especially one who's not, you know, been in the military or in a criminal network or otherwise have any history or connection to serious violence. That's very stunning. There, that to me indicates that somebody with in high places connected them to that. Now, it depends on what kind of explosives. Are they military explosives? Are they mining explosives? What kind of charges are they? What are the lot numbers? Where'd they come from? You know, that's part of the investigation I'd like to know as an American citizen. Okay, what was the routing? How did this young man get a hold of some explosives? Maybe he's got an uncle that's in construction and he has to have it or something like that. But I don't know a lot of people that just have explosives in their car, Owen. I think that's an indication that somebody with some significance and some pull prepared him and loaded him up with some things and put him up to it.
Yeah,
that's
certainly
just my gut instinct without knowing more.
Yeah, I would agree that it would appear again that this is not a lone actor considering this. But it also makes you wonder, and I pitch this back to you. Well, what is he even thinking? What is he thinking in this moment where he's gonna detonate the vehicle or he's gonna blow something up after he shoots the president? I mean, it doesn't add up. I mean, he had to know whether he gets the shot off or not. He wasn't leaving the venue. And if he wasn't wise enough to realize that, then again you go back to clearly he's not acting alone. He couldn't have pulled this off if he's that dumb.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work in concert. I don't know what he was thinking there. I mean, he could have used it as a diversion, but I mean, there goes your van. But I guess if you're looking to give your life, sacrifice yourself anyway, then who cares about your car? So I really wouldn't want to speculate. There's a lot of things I'm sure I could come up with, dream up all kinds of scenarios, because Navy SEALs, we're creative, man. We come up with all kinds of stuff, but I wouldn't want to cause any confusion. You know, I want the American people to know whatever it was that did happen. And so, I mean, he could have, one of his options might have been to drive the van into harm's way and to detonate it and harm a lot of people or get it close somehow to the president. If he thought he might have that opportunity, maybe that's why he had the explosives in the vehicle. I don't know how, was the vehicle wired? Were they ready to go? Were they ready to detonate? Did he have a remote where he could detonate it? Or did he have to pull some sort of time fuse and detonate that more manually? I don't know any of that. So,
well, and that's the problem
is, he would have been up to.
That's the problem is, still no press conference and no signs of when a press conference will happen. But, you know, even if there was, Craig, the problem is that you're not going to be there asking questions. I'm not going to be there asking questions. You're going to have dolts from the mainstream media there asking worthless questions or too afraid to ask real questions. And so, unfortunately, I really feel at this point, that's why I'm not letting it go. I really feel at this point, and it's, I mean, it's proof. At this point, It's up to the American people to keep this thing alive, to ask the questions and try as best we can to figure out what happened here, because we're getting nothing from Secret Service of any value. We're getting nothing from the FBI of any value. If it wasn't for individuals there recording videos, reporting from the scenes, talking to one another, then we would know nothing. We would literally know nothing. And if not for Elon Musk purchasing X, they'd probably just censor all of this off that platform. Craig Sawyer, appreciate your time as always. VetsForChildRescue.com. Keep up the great work there, and God bless and Godspeed.
Thank you, Owen. Appreciate you, brother.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Again, you're not going to get much more of a better expert than Craig Sawyer on this stuff. So we're really appreciative for him to share his knowledge and expertise. When we come back, we still have some other eyewitnesses on the line that want to talk about what they saw that day.
Thank you. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The show that's a beacon for patriots worldwide. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
And I'll make another prediction. If the judge on July 11th orders him clapped in irons and sent to Rikers Island, he raises $1 billion in one day. And then $500 million every consecutive day after that, as long as he's in jail. But there's the problem. They're going to kill Trump in jail. They're going to poison him in there. There's no doubt they want him dead. I mean, my God, it'd be crazy enough to know that. Poisonous food, like Jeffrey Epstein, they choked him to death, broke his neck in three places. Coroner said looked like foul play, looked like murder. But the national media said, no, that's not the case. Bill Barr said it was, he hung himself on the paper bed sheets. He was on a suicide watch. All the cameras turned off on accident. They charged the cops that let it happen, but later dropped it. Hey, guys, we're going to charge you, the money's in the Swiss bank account, don't worry. They dropped those charges. So everybody that thinks we're out of the woods on this, we need to pray for Trump. He needs to watch what he's eating. He knows that. They want to poison his food. He's well aware of that. Or water or Diet Coke. And if they kill Trump, that's when they're going to stage the massive terror attacks and blame it on Trump supporters to then say, well, somebody killed him and now they're doing this as evil supporters. Now we got to get them. And that's why they want me off the air during this period, so that I'm not able to war game all this and get this out. But you don't worry. You're pretty little head, CIA. Unless you do a total internet kill switch, which I know you're going to pull during this, you're not going to stop me talking. Plus, I'm going to live in people's heads, and people are going to record this broadcast right now. Just like I told you, call the White House, tell them don't blow up the World Trade Center using hijacked jets and blame bin Laden. And I said, call the White House on TV and radio. And by the way, everybody's seen the July 25th broadcast. Chase Geyser, using AI, has scanned through a bunch of the shows. He's got me in March of that year saying that. It's not about how early I did it. It's just that some people say, oh, well, you didn't predict this first. Yeah, people said they're going to do terror attacks and blame bin Laden. I said they're going to fly planes to the World Trade Center and blame him. Nobody predicted that but me. And we're not trying to keep score here. I'm just saying, listen to me.
That was Alex Jones last month warning of an attempted assassination against Trump. And he's been warning for a while. And I know it's like putting something down and then forgetting where you put it or you can't find it. But I'm almost positive I heard it. It's like, oh, I know I put that there. Why can't I find it? But I'm like 99% positive. And I've got a pretty good memory, photographic memory. What do you call it if you have like an audiographic memory? I'm 99% positive Alex Jones was on an X Spaces with the Krasenstein brothers talking about a potential assassination about a month or so ago. And Alex, don't talk about that. You need to stop saying that. Trump's not going to be assassinated. That's just so inappropriate. You should not talk about Trump's assassination. So, I mean, it's impossible to find stuff on X Spaces. And that's not really my forte, but I know I heard that. But regardless, we have other broadcasts, and they've scanned through other broadcasts and seen him predicting it, and it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that InfoWars is next year's news today on so many issues.
And it's not fear-mongering. It's living in reality. Now, here's another reality. We need to fund things here to keep us on the air as long as possible. And so InfoWarsStore.com is the way to do that. And we've got great products. I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And we got a big sale going on right now. And including some of my favorite products are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. One in particular that sells out all the time. It's hard to even keep it in stock. Probably be sold out again soon. And that's Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com. I can't implore you enough to try this. In fact, what I want to do here, just to really, because I say this, but let me just show you the proof. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com and you pull up the label there, and guys, give me the label of all the vitamins and minerals in here, because I say this when I plug it, but this is the real deal. Why do I drink Vitamin Mineral Fusion every morning? Because it's more than 100% my daily value of vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, and so much more. As you can see right there on the supplement facts, right there. And that's just some. There's things in there that you just don't get in your diet that is so important, like glycine, like NAC, like L-glutamine, L-arginine. I mean, it's just boron. Are you thinking about boron? I mean, it's not much, but it's something. You get any boron at all? Very important for different health aspects. So this thing is just so important. Biotin, I mean, it's just incredible. We've just packed this one scoop. It's just incredible. One scoop of Turbo Force Plus, more than 100% your daily value of so many things. So many things. A lot of things you're likely deficient in. All in one scoop, ladies and gentlemen. And it tastes great. I like to mix it with juice every morning. Mix it up. And then I use it to chase down my morning supplements like DNA Force Plus from InfoWarsStore.com and so much more. So it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that built this. It's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that keeps us on the air. You know, I'd like to think I'm a pretty good talk show host. I'm good at talking into this mic and stream of consciousness and preparing a show. If it's not for the crew behind me, it's not anywhere near as good as it is. I promise you that. So shop at InfoWarsStore.com, not just to keep me on the air, but to keep the great crew behind me, which is just as imperative to this transmission. And don't forget, big sale, up to 60% off top-rated, top-selling products right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Very important that you support us there. All right, let me kind of reset things here as we're in the final hour and I have other eyewitnesses. Look, I still got a bunch of video clips on my list. I got RNC clips. I've got more from Joe Biden now fumbling and slurring through interviews. He forgets what year it is. Yes, that's how bad it is. He's speaking in Las Vegas at the NAACP. I mean, folks, just complete gibberish now. I'm just not going to play those today. I want to prioritize this assassination coverage still because it's just stunning to me this isn't the main story still. And so I get it. Biden not knowing how to talk is a shiny object over here. And I get it. And the RNC and all the stuff over here is another shiny object. And it's like, it's all these shiny objects and that's fine. We're not going to get, I don't believe, an honest investigation into the assassination attempt. And I got a lot of questions still. So what do? I go to the experts. I go to the eyewitnesses. Now, at some point, I'll probably cover some of this other news because, I mean, there's some of this is big news. And maybe I'll do a response to J.D. Vance. Maybe I'll talk about this other talking points and narratives coming out of the RNC. Maybe I'll get some of these video clips, a big clip from RFK Jr. and some of the other developments. But this is the issue. I'm not dropping this. Somebody, we know people want Donald Trump dead. We know people at the highest levels of power want Donald Trump dead. They just tried to kill him. We were within 1 millimeter and 1 millisecond. And still nothing from the FBI, nothing from the Secret Service, other than complete bullcrap. So, no, I'm not dropping this. No, I'm not looking over here and playing the 10,000th video of Joe Biden not knowing how to talk, forgetting what year it is. No, I'm not going to go over here and obsess over the RNC speakers, which, by the way, no one's going to remember who they are in a year from now. Who spoke at the 2016 RNC? Can you tell me? No, nobody remembers. Donald Trump nearly got assassinated. That's the important story. I want to go back to eyewitnesses. And so this is just incredible. More have called in. I'm going to go to the ones that have been holding the longest. So let's start with Sean, eyewitness there at the rally. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was at the rally. I was to the left of Trump. There was a large tractor over there, and I started hearing, it sounded like fireworks going off, and I happened to look up, and there was a guy in the stands. Furthest thing to the right, the very end of the stand, looked like he was dancing. And he, you can hear ting, 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 ting. But it also sounded like there was shots coming from behind, too, because it sounded like somebody, first I thought somebody let off some fireworks. And it did sound like firecrackers.
So do you, because we just had Craig Sorum, do you think that could have been the sound of the bullet whizzing by with that popping sound?
It's a possibility, but there was a trailer behind the stands, and it sounded like something was hitting that from behind me.
Now, would that make sense? Would that make sense based off where the shooter was and where the bullets were coming from, that it was his bullets hitting that? Because it was kind of right there in his sight line.
It's a possibility. It's a possibility. Because, I was almost directly across from him. And I assume that's where he was firing from. But I did see an article where they were saying that there was three weapons that were fired.
Well, and I don't know if you saw earlier, because we did show a new video today that shows the first shots cleared Trump and hit the bleachers that if you're facing Trump to the right of Trump, two people got hit, the bleachers got hit. You can actually see the bullets hitting the steel frame. One hit the hydraulic system that was holding up the speakers. And so we know that those bullets cleared Trump and then hit those bleachers, hit those people, hit that hydraulic frame.
Mm-hmm. I did see that. I that's probably what I saw when I could hear it. There was a guy up there, like, looked like he was dancing. He was moving, like dodging something. And I thought he threw firecrackers down on the ground. That's how close it was. And it sounded like a whole pack went off.
So this is strange to me because it's the same thing I'm hearing from the eyewitnesses. From the audio, again, it sounds like maybe eight shots were fired at Trump before Secret Service took him out. Are you saying you think it was more?
I think it was more.
And I wonder if there's something to that or if there's not some other anomaly like an echo or the microphone picking up the bullets whizzing by. But you're not the only one that said that. In fact, pretty much everybody said that.
Wherever I was standing, that's where the Secret Service rolled up with the president. And, you know, we knew when he was coming because you could see all the vehicles coming out. And I had left that point where I was several times and was freely able to walk back and forth. So, you know, I didn't see too many people prior to him showing up before Secret Service people. The security was definitely lax.
Yeah, everybody agrees with that, too. Sean, I appreciate you calling in and sharing this. I'm going to try to get to some other callers here because we got a couple still on the line. Let's go to Jeff, who is at the rally. Says he was in the front row. Jeff, which front row were you in?
I was in the rally. I was in the fourth row, right in the front.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fourth row on the ground or on the bleachers?
Yeah, right on the ground. Yep. Right on the ground, right in front of Trump. Yep. We got there. I live in Butler County, so I've been on a few Trump rallies, and when he was coming here, I definitely was going, so I was waiting for him to come. So me and my brother and another buddy of mine went there on Friday. We slept over tonight in my truck on a parking lot property. The next day, we got up. We waited around. We walked around the venue. We're seeing how they were setting it up, and it looked really small to begin with. And then I saw the water tower, and I told my brother, I'm like, look at that water tower. Why would they position this right here? And look at all these hangers. There was hangers to the right and to the left. Like airport hangars everywhere that had a perfect clear shot to the stage. And I'm like, they're going to fix this. So we leave and they kicked us out. Friday night, like 10 o'clock, they kicked us out. And they said we had to go across the street. So Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, they opened the gate and we ran up and got a spot in line, one of the first spots in line. So when I seen that tower there again, I'm like, somebody's definitely going to be in there like a sniper for this, for the government or something, you know? And then I'm in the rally and nobody's up there. When I got in the rally, nobody was up there. And I looked up there, and there was nobody there, and I thought it was very strange. But I just, then my mind went off it, and I was watching the rally. And then another thing, all of a sudden I heard pop, 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 and it sounded like a cap gun. It didn't sound like a loud gun. It sounded like a cap gun. So Then we see Trump go down, and I knew he was hit with something because I seen blood. And then I thought, well, maybe it wasn't that bad because it didn't sound like that high caliber of a gun. But it just seemed really strange. And then, like, they didn't have nobody up there. And then before, my brother, we were watching Trump, and, like, he'd come on, and for about 5 minutes, he's into a speech. And my brother sitting next to me goes, look at the sniper up there to the left. He's scoping somebody out. So I look up at him, and I'm like, yeah, he is. Wow, he's watching something. So I'm watching him for a minute and taking my eyes off Trump, and I'm watching the sniper up to the left, and he's over his gun. You can clearly see he's looking at something. So I'm watching him for at least 2 or 3 minutes goes by. Then I was like, nah, it must just must be normal stuff, you know. So I took my eyes off him and went back to Trump, was watching Trump. That's when 30 seconds later, pop, 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 and then Trump went down, and you heard a couple more shots, and then it was just people didn't run. People were mad. People were mad that it happened, and it was pretty crazy. But and another thing, the security there, not the security for the president, but the security for the crowd, like crowd security, there was none. They normally let you line up. The first people to get in, they get into the seating area, and it's fenced off. And they normally let you go in there, and they count you as you go in for as many seats, and you get a bracelet. They guard that gate, and they keep the aisles clean, so if you have to go to the bathroom or something, you can come back and get back in your seat. Well, you can ask anybody that had a seat in there. If they left, they couldn't get back to their seat. There was zero crowd security, I think, and people were hot. It was a 95-degree day. It was just a setup for disaster. I mean, I tried to go to the bathroom and get back to my seat, and I almost got into 3 fistfights on the way back. So it was like there was no crowd security at all. I didn't see one crowd security guy at all.
Well, every witness has agreed with that. And again, folks, I've been to all kinds of events where the president, I've been to events where George Bush was there, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Donald Trump. I've been to debates. I mean, I have never seen a situation where a government sniper, a law enforcement sniper, does not have the high ground. I've never seen that. Even if the priority, even if the president or whatever is indoors, outside the venue, they still have the high ground. I've never seen that. I just, again, criminal negligence at the least, intentional negligence, I think, is what more people would believe at this point. Jeff, anything else?
Yeah, one other thing. I forget what the hell I was going to say, but yeah, they definitely. It seemed like a setup to have like a riot happen at the least, and I definitely know that something was wrong because you could tell that there was nobody out there. And it just seemed really strange. So there's definitely something going on, but I hope they get to the bottom of it. I wouldn't trust an outside rally again if I was Trump, and I wouldn't trust the Secret Service ever again because the lady in charge is the one that ordered it.
Yeah, I don't know how you could, and I know he put out the statement positive of Secret Service. And look, I'm not going to get into the game of trying to blame or judge or get into Trump's head after this. So I get it. He made that statement. But, yeah, I don't know how you could trust Secret Service after this, at least the leadership. So now, but, you know, it's amazing, too, and thank you for the call, Jeff. It's just incredible, folks. I mean, think about all of these government agencies that have tried to destroy Trump at this point. Even the Secret Service, potentially. And so, yeah, you can play this game of, well, it's not the CIA officer that's boots on the ground. It's not the field agent for the FBI. You know, it's not the Secret Service guy that's there putting his body in front of Trump. Well, it's the leadership. It's clearly the leadership. So, okay. So as we sit here, we're waiting for a press conference. I mean, who knows? Who knows if we'll ever get a press conference? You got Kim Cheadle, the head of the Secret Service, doing fluff interviews on cable news, saying, I'm not going anywhere, but it's my fault. Okay, well. And now, breaking today, Oversight Committee Chair to subpoena Secret Service Director for testimony on Trump assassination attempt. But you know, she'll probably just refuse the subpoena and she won't get arrested because she'll be above the law. She's probably a Democrat in good standing. She's a deep stater in good standing. Brought in by Biden, apparently Jill Biden. So that's what you get. But James Comer has subpoenaed her. My goodness. All right. Unless some other eyewitnesses that we haven't had on call in, I'm going to start getting into some of this other news because there is a bunch of big news. and some other things I need to address to the audience so that you can know what's going on. Because that's what we want to do here, is just keep you informed. And when you see stuff, you just, you're already informed. You're already prepared. So I got to prioritize. But, you know, this is all par for the course. So if there are eyewitnesses that were there that want to call in that we haven't had on yet, 877-789-2539, I'll take your call. I'm going to move on for now. Florida woman accused of threatening to kill Governor Ron DeSantis. So just chalk it up on the list. Now, there's a video going around, and some people are saying it is the alleged shooter. I don't know. That's not been confirmed. But in a way, it almost doesn't even matter. We played this video. It's crazy that this is from 4 years ago, because you may remember it. I remember it. It didn't seem like 4 years ago. Shocking moment. ASU student says, slash Republican throats after Trump's acquittal. So he's running around Arizona State's campus. There's a, I think it's a TPUSA booth set up, and he's going, slash all Republicans, kill Republicans. So this is what the left has done. They've created these psychotic maniacs. I don't even want to spend the time. It's clip seven, but it's the same thing. Oh, woman threatens to kill Ron DeSantis, smiling happily for her mugshot. Usually they don't even let you smile for the mugshot. Now, again, I don't know if this is the shooter or not. Nobody's confirmed it. My point is that a lunatic running around ASU's campus saying kill Republicans slash Republicans, that's what the left has created. That's what the left has created. Here's Biden asked about Secret Service, if he's contacted Kim Cheadle, and see if you pick up on his major flub when asked about that in clip 10.
Is it acceptable that you have still not heard, at least publicly, from the Secret Service director?
Oh, I've heard from him.
Oh, you've heard from him. That's funny, because it's a she. It's a woman. So obviously you haven't. So Joe Biden has not heard from the Secret Service head, Kim Cheadle. He lied. He blatantly lied. Are we surprised? Donald Trump calls for Secret Service to protect RFK Jr. RFK Jr. then receives it. The vice president pick for RFK Jr., Nicole Shanahan, releases a very scathing statement of the Democrats after the assassination attempt. I believe it's worthy of a read. When we treat our political rivals like they are the enemy of the state, we radicalize our country. I am very glad Trump's safe. The demonization of his image by the DNC and legacy media is responsible for the hysteria that is ripping this country apart. Now, having been on the receiving end of the DNC's campaign of lies, I know most of what they've said about Trump's danger is an absolute falsehood. My heart breaks for the family of the individual whose life was lost at the rally in such a violent way. Let this be a lesson to all political leaders. When you dehumanize your opponent and radicalize your base, you are responsible for the violence that inevitably ensues. But you know, there's another important characteristic of this. They lie, and that's why she points it out. It's lies. It's lies about Donald Trump. It's the lawfare. It's the weaponization of government. It's all of this character assassination and attacks on him based on lies. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s son saying, how could Secret Service have such a failure? Simpsons episode, poll after Donald Trump's assassination attempt. The Simpsons actually got this one wrong. In the episode, they had Trump getting assassinated. He survived. How epic is that?
You know, when you look at the world where there's inflationary pressures and political chaos and geopolitical conflict and unsustainable debt and wars and rumors of wars and all this stuff.
We had a talk this week and you said, I'll do it because at the end of the day, we've got to warn people. But I get it. I'm the same. I'm a man. And a man doesn't talk about other people and how bad they are. He shows how good he is. But sometimes a man has got to also point out, like, they create nautical charts of there's a reef here, there's a sunken ship here. We've got to create charts for people so they know where the hazards are.
You want to protect people, and that's what.
Well, yeah, we don't go looking to whistleblow. We don't go looking, but when clear and present crime is being committed, we will become accomplices if we don't expose it.
You know, part of why we exist as a firm is to protect people from the imbalances that the government is causing because of inflation and higher interest rates. You know, we want to get people in the right place at the right time. Just because gold and silver are great investments right now doesn't mean that all gold and silver are good investments. There's rare coins and semi-rare coins that people overpay for. And I got to looking, and when you look at the CFTC, there's
no, but you called it on the show 2 months ago. You said they're about to bust these groups, but you're like, I don't be a troublemaker. Just wait for it, Alex. And then it's happened now. So
the CFTC and 30 states. So the regulators in 30 states are charging a Los Angeles precious metals dealer an ongoing $185 million fraud. What is the fraud? What are they doing? They're targeting the elderly with overpriced stuff, right? So over 300% over spot price. It's like, what in the world? Triple spot price? Are you joking? This is very common in the industry that people will kind of fall for a song and dance, fancy story. Ooh, let's get this rare coin. Let's get this historical coin because it's non-confiscatable and it's dealer non-reportable and you don't have to report it on taxes, wink, wink, right? And this is where these are all lies. Ultimately, if the government wanted to confiscate something, they will confiscate it. It doesn't matter what it is, right? Now, number two, you always have to report your taxes. Always. If you don't, you're going to be jailbait. You'll go into some kind of IRS tax court, right? So gold and silver are an investment like any other investment in the sense of there's no escaping some of those things. But what's great about it is that they are private, right? That they are in the right place at the right time because of where we are globally and the imbalances in the markets with rising interest rates, rising inflation. Gold and silver just do really, really well right now.
People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer. You know you're getting wholesale price of silver and gold from a reputable, top-rated company that funds the InfoWar and isn't a wimp. You need to get gold and silver, but you need to get it from a good source. Go to KEPM.com/gold.
Viene una tormenta.
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, we got another eyewitness from the rally I want to go to now. And we'll hit some of the other developing news. I mean, there is some big developing news. Bob Menendez found guilty. Elon Musk makes a couple big announcements. What happened with the Morning Joe show? I mean, there's some other stuff we need to cover. But I want to go back to this eyewitness. We have Steve. He was at the rally. And he has a good eye, he believes, on where the shots were coming from. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, I was about 100 yards from President Trump, probably 70 or so from the shooter. I had a clear shot of where that shooter was, and it was very clear where those shots were coming from. I simply grabbed the kid next to me, and we just got down. Probably several minutes later after we heard of, you know, the other shot from the counter, we were told to go ahead and leave. And I honestly thought it was very orderly getting out of there, other than waiting forever, which was to be expected.
Okay. I mean, anything else you'd like to report? Want to respond to any of the other analysis that we've had here?
No, but I didn't think I heard 7 or 8 shots from the shooter. I thought I heard, I'm pretty sure it was 3 or 4. And then I heard more from the counter shooting back. But that's about all I can report. It wasn't, I didn't think it was, I thought it was pretty orderly getting out of there. And to be honest, the whole time I was there, I felt safe until this.
Where were you located exactly at the venue?
Like, I wasn't in any of the stands or any of the, I was way back. I was probably 100 yards from the podium and to the left of the, like, Trump would have been to my right.
And so, yeah, so you would have been right. Out. You would have had a good shot of where the people, did you hear the people screaming that he was climbing on the roof?
Yes.
Talk about that.
It was a little muffled, you know, I mean, it didn't really, I wasn't putting it together what they were saying because I was kind of focused on Trump, but then I turned and, you know, people were just around the building. Somebody screamed, there's somebody on the roof, and that was about it.
So you could tell, though, that something was wrong. There was something going on over there. And from your best memory about how long did it take you to kind of realize that was going on to when the first shots were fired?
The graph that President Trump put up had just been put on the screen. And then he had just started talking about it.
So that's about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the because we've run the stopwatch on the multi video, kind of the multi split screen breakdown, where because that's what he's pointing to. Obviously, he's looking to his right. He's pointing at the illegal immigration numbers, and about it's 2 minutes later, the first shot goes out. But it's right when that video board switches to those numbers is when everybody is screaming about the shooter.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, it's just amazing that there was no response. I mean,
yeah, there's it just happened, you know, quickly, you know, and looking at it, looking back, it happened quickly, but as it was happening, it seemed like it kind of dragged on, but it really didn't.
So what's going through your head in these 2 minutes? Are you thinking, why isn't this being taken care of? Why is Trump still on the stage? Are you just not thinking about
it? Looking because what happened when I first heard the shot, I looked at, from before I even heard the shot, I saw him, I thought he swatted a mosquito or something. And then you could hear, you know, the shot came only because the difference between the sound and the light, you know, like it was real quick, like he went like this, and then, you know, the shot kind of caught up to everything.
Interesting. Anything else you want to report?
Yeah. No, but I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, I'm glad you called in to share your story from what you witnessed that day. That's probably the only perspective we've had from where you were located. Strangely enough, everybody else has either been on the bleachers or in the chairs, which is like the toughest part to get to at these rallies. So I'm glad we're hearing from you as well. All right. This is just crazy. Now, if you haven't heard about the Kim Clement prophecy about Donald Trump, It's crazy in and of itself. This guy, a decade ago, predicted Donald Trump would win and then win a second term later. Kim Clement is now dead. I'd never seen this one, and this is just the prediction here is like 10 minutes long, and it gets even crazier in more detail. But apparently you have multiple people prophesizing years ago, decades ago, about Donald Trump's presidency. This one's pretty wild here in clip 4.
All throughout America, all throughout, and I saw Trump rising up, and then I saw an attempt on his life. This bullet flew by his ear, and it came so close to his head that it busted his eardrum. And I saw he fell to his knees during this time frame, and he started worshiping the Lord. He got radically born again during this time frame. I'm talking, people say he's saved now, but he becomes really on fire for Jesus for what I saw coming. And then I saw people interceding when I saw him winning the presidency through great, the Lord showed me it would go clear into the summer. Great persecution would come on him through the judges and through the law and all these people trying to sue him and all this stuff, but there would be a stop to it, and their things would start to break free come toward the fall. And then I saw him winning the election through the Patriots coming out and voting. And
so again, it gets into more crazy detail with more accuracy, but so that's now two people that have prophesied about Trump's presidency. And, you know, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but to get off course for a second, you know, this is one of the great mysteries of our existence, our life, our consciousness. Dreams coming true. Have you ever had a dream come true in detail? I have. Not anything too significant, but like something I really remember as a kid was a dream I had about a big soccer game I was in, and then a play happened exactly how I dreamt it, and like it happened, and I kind of stood there. It was the first time I was like, whoa. I've had instances where something that happened in my car exactly happened before. I've had other instances. So it's happened maybe four or five times where like distinctly a dream happened afterwards exactly as I dreamt it. You also have, and guys, the word's on the tip of my tongue, when something happens and you feel like you've had it happen to you before, deja vu, thank you, crew. How do you explain these things? How do you explain deja vu? How do you explain dreams coming true? I mean, literally you dream something and it happens exactly. How do you explain prophets? What is that great mystery of our life? What is that incredible mysticism of our consciousness? You know, these are the things that we should be thinking about, talking about, digging into, the epicness of all of this, this existence. And instead, we're sitting here fighting with one another over power and greed and pride. But I digress. Now, so Trump, it appears, gets hit in the ear, probably does have hearing damage. There's these fake images going around of, oh, Trump's faking it. He didn't actually get hit in the ear. Look, and there's an image from 2022 of Trump on a stage with J.D. Vance without a bandage on his ear. And they're saying, look, here's Trump on the stage with Vance. He faked it from years ago. Had millions of views. There's another one of Trump at a golf course because, you know, he played golf the next day, supposedly. And they're sharing this image of him on a golf course saying, oh, look, he's faking it. He's on the golf course. He doesn't have... It's from before the shooting. So if you see these images of Trump not having a bandage on his ear and people saying, look, he's faking it, they're fake images. I mean, these are the real cheap fakes. These are the real cheap fakes. And look, I've got all these examples of Democrats saying, no, we're not going to tone down the rhetoric. No, we're not going to stop talking this way about Trump. I don't have time to get into it all. A bunch of big news to cover. I'm going to try to get to all of it in this last segment of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for three more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising. He was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down. We caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breast. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got Ashwagandha Gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good Night Sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good Night Sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I think Marissa Henson has it right here. The difference between a Democrat and a Republican. A Democrat is gasping for air, wailing on the ground over nothing, no threats at all. Donald Trump gets shot in the head and he stands up strong. That's a pretty good depiction there of the dichotomy, if you will, the duality of our two-party political system. All right, a lot to get here. Trying to prioritize in the last 10 minutes. What did Senator Joe Manchin mean when he said this last week? Now keep in mind, he said this last week. I believe it was on Monday or Tuesday. We played this. Maybe it didn't seem too significant at the time, but we wondered, what did he mean? We still wonder what he meant when he said this last week. I believe it was Tuesday, clip one.
But are you personally confident that he has what it takes to not only continue this election, but then to serve for another 4 years?
I think that you know, if you just wait until this weekend, there'll be more comes out. I believe that we'll be able to have a better, clear view of what's happening. His health and well-being, I think, should be everyone's first and foremost concern, his and his family's and all of us. And he's fine. The doctors are saying he's fine, so I'm going to take that for its word and go from there. So I'm just going to wait. I really am.
What did he mean, let's see what happens this weekend? Now, it would seem far-fetched that he had any prior knowledge about what happened to Donald Trump, but yet what happened this weekend with Joe Biden that would change anything? So people are concerned about that. The crew really wanted me to play that. What do you think about that? Is that suspicious or a nothing burger from Joe Manchin? I'll tell you what. Let's do this because I think this is important, and then I'll news blitz it. A lot of people are complaining about what went down at the RNC yesterday. They're complaining specifically about the speakers and what they did and what they talked about. And I want to be clear about something. I have no problem with people expressing their political opinion. It's a good thing, especially in this day and age with social media and the internet. It's going to be everywhere. Everybody's going to want to comment on everything, and it's always going to happen like that. Things move at the speed of the news. So you're always going to get that. And if people want to complain about Amber Rose and Harmeet Dillon and the workers union and everything else, then that's just fine. I've no problem with that. Here's the way I look at it. First of all, how many people right now listening to this can tell me who spoke at the 2016 RNC? How many? So does it really matter? Secondly, if we want to win politically, then we're going to have to drop our own purism. Now, if you want to live your life the way you want to live your life, and you want to have your culture, and you want to live a purist life and everything else that comes with that, then you do that. You can do that. But if you want to win politically in the year 2024, it's time to drop the purism politically, or you're never going to win. So I don't get this. It's always something to complain about instead of just reaching for victory. The vice president pick could have been a black guy that would have complained it was a minority. It could have been Rubio that would have complained he was a Mexican. It could have been a woman. They would have complained it was a woman. It would need to be a white guy. Well, now it's a white guy, and they complain because he used to be an ever-Trumper or he's owned by AIPAC. I get it. We're not in a cult. Things are going to be different. Purism will kill this political movement. It will kill this political movement. So, and let me say this about Amber Rose. You know, she has 24 million followers on Instagram. She has 3 million followers on X. You might not like what she posts and shares. I might not like what she posts and shares. But let's just say, who do you think is going to convert more people from potentially voting Democrat or not voting at all? Someone who's a known conservative? Whose entire audience is full of Trump-voting conservatives? Or someone who has a diverse audience of apolitical or politically indifferent people encouraging them to vote for Donald Trump? Maybe people who thought Trump was racist or people who thought Trump was misogynist. And here's a non-white woman saying, go vote for Trump. Who do you think is actually getting more people to show up? Let's just think strategically here for 1 second. That is if we want to win. Maybe some people just don't want to win. I want to win. I'm not a purist. I don't like to eat unhealthy foods, but if I see a fat guy over there wearing a Trump hat, I'm going to say, hey, good for you. So I want to win. I don't care about purism. I don't obsess over what other people are doing with their lives or posting on the internet. I want to win. So you can complain about losing, and then when you have a strategy and a formula and a change in tactics to win and then complain about that, but you can't complain about never winning and then complain when you actually have a tactic that'll make you win. So that's all I'm going to say on that. Now, as far as J.D. Vance is concerned, the big concern, the Never Trumper thing, I get it. He responded to it last night. Here, let's just play the response. Here's him responding to being a Never Trumper. Here's his explanation, clip 14.
You know, Pat, you literally said, you texted a friend that Trump is a cynical a-hole like Nixon who wouldn't be that bad and might even prove useful, and that he's America's Hitler, and you compared him to a cultural heroine in the Atlantic Monthly. And I'll tell you Trump's response, but you said that then. What do you say to people that say, well, wait a minute? Sure. What did he mean?
Well, Sean, I don't hide from that. I was certainly skeptical of Donald Trump in 2016, but President Trump was a great president, and he changed my mind. I think he changed the minds of a lot of Americans because, again, he delivered that peace and prosperity. If you go back to what I thought in 2016, another thing that was going on, Sean, is I bought into the media's lies and distortions. I bought into this idea that somehow he was going to be so different, a terrible threat to democracy. It was a joke. Joe Biden is the one who's trying to throw his political opposition in jail. Joe Biden is the one who's trying to undermine American law and order. President Trump did a really good job. And I actually think it's a good thing when you see somebody, you were wrong about him, you ought to admit the mistake and admit that you were wrong.
All right. Do you like it? Do you not? It's over. He's the pick. Now, here's a tweet from J.D. Vance, September 2021. Alex Jones is a far more reputable source of information than Rachel Maddow. Well, duh. But you know what? Calling Alex Jones a reputable source of information, I'll take it from the vice president. So now you've got a president and a vice president who have been complimentary of Alex Jones. So look, I'll take the good with the bad. I'm willing to give it a shot. The big issue people have is the AIPAC deal. But I mean, you know, again, folks, some things you're just not gonna be able to change right now. And so let's say you're an Israel firster, meaning you just not accept anybody that deals with Israel or is funded by AIPAC, just despite an election victory or despite moving the ball forward in the political direction we want. Well, then okay, that's fine. I get it. But you know what? You can have a Zionist that's gonna cut your air supply off, or you can have a Zionist that's at least going to give you an air supply if I'm responding to that. But that seems to be the biggest issue, is the Never Trump comments and then the AIPAC funding. So that's where it's at. There's his response. Now, I kind of went out of sorts here. Here's why it's important for us to have big tent politics if we want to win. And there's hundreds of these videos happening now. People who would have never voted Trump. I played one earlier, but it's people like Amber Rose and other that you might not like. You might not think they're conservative. I don't care if they vote for me and vote for a better economy and vote for a secure border and vote for better trade deals and less taxes, then I'll take them. I don't care if they're conservative or not. But it's videos like this that prove this is how you win. Clip number 8.
I'm about to get so much hate for this. You know what? Fine. I don't care. Real talk. I wasn't really a Trump supporter, definitely not a Clinton supporter, and I wouldn't vote for Biden. I was going to sit out this election because neither option was that great to me. But after watching what unfolded in Pennsylvania and everyone asking, why aren't people running? You know why? Because the Trump supporters represent the non-1%. They're the soldiers on the front lines. They're the cops out there.
All right, so look, it goes on for the sake of time. I'm gonna stop it right there. I'm just telling you, folks, if you're trying to win, you need all hands on deck. You need everybody you can. Period. That's where we're at. Now, you might not agree, and you might want to be a purist, and you might want to excommunicate people from this movement, but the movement's bigger than you, and don't complain about never winning if you don't want to have a winning strategy. Bob Menendez found guilty on corruption trial, including acting as a foreign agent. Bribes and cash, gold in a car. Schumer tells him to resign. He won't. He's going to appeal the decision. MSNBC pulled Morning Joe off the show on Monday because they were afraid of what was going to be said about Trump potentially or how psychotic they've been. MSNBC pulled them off the air, apparently lied to them about the reasoning. Now Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski are threatening to quit MSNBC. I dare you. They know they would have no audience if they left MSNBC, so I doubt they will, but something's going on there. Something fishy is going on there. All right, we almost got to all the news, including crazy news out of California. Such crazy news that Elon Musk is now moving his headquarters all to Texas. We'll cover all of that and more tomorrow. 21-hour break. We'll see you then.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.